African Cardinal, BLM Seeks Destruction of the Nuclear Family. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on July 21, 2020. The formidable Archbishop of Durban, South Africa, said that the goals and methods of Black Lives Matter in the United States have little in common with the anti-apartheid movement he was a part of in the late 80s and early 90s. Fighting apartheid racism meant fighting a political system that could be identified, of which it was easy to show the circumstances in which it hurt people, declared Cardinal Wilfred Napier in an interview last week with La Bussola Quotidiana. The claims of Black Lives Matter, however, are so general that I'm not sure I understand how it intends to fight racism. They should start directing the protest to specific thematic areas where they can make a difference and change things, the cardinal continued. In my opinion, for example, if you want to eradicate racism, you should start from the behaviors learned and experienced in the family and from there extend the change to the rest of society. The deeper problem with the Black Lives Matter movement, however, is its hostility toward the family, the cardinal said. When I went to read the BLM manifesto, I realized that their mission is not only the eradication of racism, he said. I found, in fact, objectives such as the destruction of the nuclear family as a Western imposition along with the promotion of gender ideology and an anti-family agenda. The root of the problem, Napier continued, is the racial antagonism at the heart of the Black Lives Matter movement. It almost seems that BLM's ideology wants to present all whites as enemies of blacks and all blacks as enemies of whites, waiting for a great confrontation between the two sides from which the winner will have defeated racism, the cardinal stated. The only way to seriously face the racism problem is to go back to the Word of God that defines what we are, he said. For example, in Genesis it is clearly said that all lives have equal value and each person is created in the image and likeness of God. So I have to see God in others and act in such a way that they see God in me, he said. Even if Black Lives Matter began with good intentions, Napier noted, it was hijacked along the way by other ideologies and other interests, such as the abortion lobby, which aggressively seeks to impose radical population control in Africa. The culture of abortion is definitely one of them, he said. Wanting to reduce the number of Africans is certainly a manifestation of racism. So is allocating economic aid to African countries conditioned on the introduction of legislation favorable to same-sex unions, abortion, and similar matters. In this modus operandi of international powers, there is true racism. Establishing conditions for aid to a certain group of people because you believe that they are too many, he added. Follow at Williams Rome.